Do EMS providers ever wonder how physicians view their teamwork? When providers walk through the doors to the emergency department and transfer their patient, how is the level of teamwork between providers viewed by the ED staff? Welcome to another installment of the monthly podcast series from MSARM. This is our third podcast in a series on teamwork in EMS. Perceptions of teamwork can vary. Paramedics and EMTs work with firefighters, nurses, doctors, and police, and other personnel. We have limited information from these individuals on their perceptions of teamwork between EMS partners. Today's podcast includes interviews with three emergency medicine physicians. Two of these physicians are active medical directors for ground and air medical services. We asked our interviewees to reflect on their time in the ED, specifically reflect on those moments when an EMS crew comes through the doors of the ED. Many EMS crews interact with nurses and other non-physician personnel when transferring care. In these situations, the physician may be close by or observing from a distance. We were curious to know what these physicians have seen and what they feel are positive and negative behaviors between the partners.
So, you know, I think that when I have providers come into the emergency department, what I look for in terms of teamwork is that they're both sort of on the same page, that the providers both know what's going on, whether one was in the back or one was driving. I think it's important that they both at least have a general sense of what was going on. I imagine that there's always going to be one provider who has spent more time with the patient, has a little bit more understanding of what's going on. But I think that if both providers go in the house together, they both initially evaluate the patient, then both should have a general sense. I think what's sometimes frustrating to me is if I ask one of the pair, you know, what the story is, and they say to me, oh, I don't know, my partner's got the story, and that actually happens more often than I'd like. That's sort of frustrating to me. I think if you're truly working as a partnership, then you should both know what's going on.
In general, when EMS transport a patient to our facility, most of the time my first consideration is that the EMS personnel has to provide the patient delivery in sort of a safe manner. So I like to make sure that EMS has provided the patient in a stretcher with all the appropriate safety features so that the patient themselves can be moved from the ambulance to our bed without difficulty. Many times that takes teamwork, so it's nice to see them working together in doing that. And most of the time that can be expedited if they are working together. Whether they are happy in interacting themselves together, it probably makes less of a difference than how they approach the emergency staff, so the nurses as well as the physicians. Again, most of the time, the initial contact with EMS providers with our ED staff is not a physician to EMS. It's actually EMS talking to the nurse or the technician that's there. And when I observe those relationships, it's actually nice that the EMS provider initiates contact. But a good team, I think, will allow any other individual that was present during the patient care or resuscitation to also add information. And any person on the EMS crew should feel comfortable in doing that. So that's something we can probably observe.
So in terms of what I would expect as an emergency physician for pre-hospital providers when they enter the hospital is that I would expect that they would engage either one of the nurses or one of the physicians to give an appropriate handoff, and that the content of that handoff would be consistent with the needs of the patient. As far as what I expect of them in terms of their behavior, I just expect them to be professional, and the vast majority of the ones that I've interacted with are. They care about their patients, they're compassionate, particularly when they have a sick patient or a patient with a time-dependent condition like a STEMI or a stroke, you know, they'll come out and seek me as the ED attending immediately, which I think is super helpful to be able to, one, know the severity and the time dependence of the illness and to be able to act on that right away. That's very helpful. Very rarely I've seen pre-hospital providers, like any other provider, be dismissive of a patient or downplay their condition. And that is particularly dangerous because it leads to something called anchoring, which means that the physicians and nurses in the hospital, you know, they get the impression, oh, well, you know, this patient is just drunk. And then you don't look for the head injury.
It upsets me when a provider seems disengaged, like they're just there to, quote, be an ambulance driver. And I hate to use that term, but I think that's where sometimes the impression comes from, that they're not engaged with the patient. The other thing I dislike to see is, you know, there's the the dump and run sort of thing where the providers will sort of drop the patient on a stretcher, and even when the ED staff is willing to take a full report, just sort of give a cursory, you know, one or two sentence answer.
What I don't like to see is obviously any arguments between them in front of the patient. Sometimes that can get the patient even more anxious or medically duressed as far as the condition is concerned. Have them be obviously in any way poor communicators as far as medical condition or unwilling to give a report or in any way obviously showing some disrespect to the patient and then the staff.
Being a pre-hospital provider is a very difficult job and involves interacting with a lot of people who are in fear or in pain or who are in a bad life circumstance or just generally unpleasant. And, you know, and as a result, you know, sometimes we get jaded, sometimes we get frustrated, and we act on that frustration either by being curt or rude or, you know, even sometimes dealing with a patient or a provider inappropriately. And, you know, I would just ask that, that providers remember that their patients are vulnerable, and, you know, no matter how rude or unpleasant or they seem, you know, they're in need of help, and that's our job.
So in terms of teamwork between the pre-hospital providers and the staff of the hospital, one of the most positive things that, that could come out of that interaction is that we get the pre-hospital provider's impression of what was going on in the patient's environment. We don't have the environmental cues that are available to EMS. We don't know what their home situation is like or how severe the damage was to the vehicle in the case of a trauma. We also really rely on the pre-hospital providers to give us an idea of who's sick and not sick. It's probably one of the most valuable skills that a pre-hospital provider can have is to be able to identify levels of acuity and communicate that to the team.
As we heard, physicians are watching the teamwork between EMS providers, as are the ED staff. Stay tuned next month as we talk with EMS agency medical directors and discuss the expectations they have for their services providers. To learn more about MSARN or to leave feedback on our podcasts, log on to podcast.msarn.org. For MSARN, my name is Charlie Warner, and I'm just an ambulance driver. Thank you, and good day.